Well, Sabah is surviving so far. The reason being, one is that we are not spending lots of money as was in the past. So we are not delivering fertilizer or big procurement and things like that. So we manage with, trying to reposition the organization. So it's recruiting new staff, building the systems and so on. So that's a manageable expenditure, which past savings can get. But we also, basically selling off many of the assets, like the tractors, some of the, hydrophone machines. We needed to do that anyway because SADA doesn't have the capacity to run those kinds of services. So we passed them on to the private sector. So that generated some resources. We do have a reasonable support from the development partners. Some in cash, some in kind, some support to staff, some vehicles, equipment, rehabilitation of our office, our travels, our conferences, our meetings, our research, our consultancies. A lot of these things we get support from development partners. So in terms of the core work that we are doing now, it's fine. We can handle the institution. It's growing. We can survive. But it's more, the biggest issue is how do we raise the resources to transform the SADA zone? We are doing a very, very innovative master planning processes in our at the moment with the support of the Brazilians for agriculture, the Singaporeans for urban development. How are they supposed to finance all of this? How are we going to make sure that business people have the resources that they need to actually make change happen?